This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from the Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at the international border and the line of control with Pakistan. These include suspected armed drones posing potential threats to civilian and military targets. According to defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagrota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Fazilka, Lalgarh Jatta, Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet and Lakhinala. An armed drone targeted a civilian area in Firozpur, resulting in severe injuries to members of a local family. The injured have been provided medical assistance and the area has been sanitized by security forces. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert and all such aerial threats are being tracked and engaged using counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch and prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. Citizens living in border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit unnecessary movement and strictly follow safety instructions issued by local authorities. It said, there is no need for panic, heightened vigilance and precaution are essential. The Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites using around 400 Turkey-made drones along the international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of Indian Air Force said, Pakistan had attempted infiltration at these locations from Leh to Sir Creek on Thursday by using these drones.
Along the international border and line of control, drone intrusions were attempted from Leh to Sir Creek at 36 locations with approximately 300 to 400 drones. Indian Armed Forces brought down a number of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. The possible purpose of these large-scale aerial intrusions were to test the AD systems and gather intelligence. Forensic examination of the drone debris is being undertaken. Preliminary reports suggest them to be of Assis Guard Songa drone of Turkey.
Wing Commander Vyomika informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy an air defense radar. She said, Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using heavy-caliber artillery guns and armed drones, which resulted in some losses and injuries to Indian Army personnel. She added that Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire. The wing commander also criticized Pakistan for using civil planes as a shield.
Pakistan's irresponsible behavior again came to fore. Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite it launching a failed unprovoked drone and missile attack on 7th May at 8:30 hours in the evening. Pakistan is using civil airliners as a shield, knowing fully well that its attack on India would elicit a swift air defense response. This is not safe for the unsuspecting civil airliners, including the international flights, which were flying near IB between India and Pakistan.
Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that Pakistani Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. She said, not only this, they also fired heavy-caliber weapons along the line of control. She added that the purpose of such large-scale aerial intrusions was to test air defense systems and collect intelligence. She added that forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done and initial reports suggest that they are Turkish Assis Guard Songa drones. Briefing media on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri emphasized the denial of the attacks by Pakistan is yet another example of their duplicity. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan. In its statement at the meeting, India pointed out that rewarding continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposes funding agencies and donors to reputational risks, and makes a mockery of global values. The IMF took note of the India statement and its abstention from the vote. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting with all the three service chiefs of Army, Air Force and Navy in New Delhi amid escalating India-Pakistan tension. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present in the meeting. Prime Minister also met a group of Armed Forces veterans. These included former Air Force chiefs, Army chiefs, Navy chiefs and other veterans. Sources said Mr. Modi had an extensive interaction with veterans on the current situation. Centre has asked all the states to give emergency procurement power to the heads of the civil defence authorities in case of emergency situation. Director General of Fire Services, Civil Defence and Home Guards, Vivek Srivastava wrote to states in this regard. Referring to the civil defence rules, he said that the rules empower the states to take certain measures deemed necessary for the protection of people and properties from damage or for ensuring the due maintenance of vital services in the event of a hostile attack. Meanwhile, 138 flights were cancelled at Delhi Airport today, including 9 international flights. Passengers are advised to check with their airlines for updated flight information and alternative travel arrangements. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw reviewed the arrangements made for rail operations in view of escalation between India and Pakistan. Mr. Vaishnaw directed the rail officials to coordinate with various government agencies and operate trains to help the people in the border areas. He said along with regular trains, special trains should also be operated as per the requirement. On the instructions of the Railway Minister, 4 special trains were operated from Jammu and Udhampur yesterday. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman has directed all the banks to remain fully alert and prepared to deal with any eventuality or crisis, ensuring uninterrupted access to banking and financial services. In a meeting with the managing directors and CEOs of public and private sector banks and insurance companies, the minister stressed the critical role of the banking and financial sector in ensuring economic stability during challenging times. The finance minister also asked all insurance companies to provide timely claim settlements and uninterrupted customer service. In a major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations for the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, that is FTA, concluded successfully yesterday in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the first round followed a series of virtual discussions held between both the partners, which laid the groundwork for the in-person meeting. The ministry said constructive negotiations were held across all the areas of FTA, including trade in goods and services, trade facilitation, and mutually beneficial sectors of economic cooperation. Both the countries reaffirmed their common vision and mutual understanding to work towards a future-ready framework and conclude the FTA this year. The next round will be held in July this year. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, that is BCCI, has announced the immediate suspension of the remainder of the ongoing Indian Premier League, that is IPL 2025 season, for 1 week. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the BWF Taipei Open 2025, a BWF World Tour Super 300 event at Taipei, Taiwan yesterday. Hooda edged local favourite Hung Yi Ting 21-8, 19-21, 21-19 in 52 minutes and will face Japan's top-seeded Tomoka Miyazaki next. Shetty, ranked number 44, rallied to beat number 7 seed Brian Yang 8-21, 21-19, 21-19 in the men's singles quarterfinals, his second upset of the tournament after eliminating number 3 seed Li Cha Hao. Earlier, Shetty defeated compatriot and former world number 1 Kidambi Srikanth 21-16, 15-21, 21-17 in a 61-minute pre-quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.